So surrender. Lay down your conscience. Come to us. Lay your head down, and we will give you rest. We wait for you to come, crawling along the righteous path, on your hands and on your knees, chains dragging, blood clogging. Freedom is a lie, discipline an illusion, your beliefs are memories. Your life is just an epileptic fit. Because one day you will come broken, your heart flapping in the wind, your life on a gurney. Oh dear, you will say, what happened to my fantastic journey? Slaughterhouse lamb. When you come, son of Sam, we will take you and rebuild you. Like the $6 million man, to do our work, our dirty work, and we will feed you. And you will need us just to live, just to be, just to dream a little. Is life but to learn to be what others see.
And I tried hard to be proud of my service, but all I could feel was shame. We were told we were fighting terrorists. The real terrorist was me, and the real terrorism is this occupation. Racism within the military has long been an important tool to justify the destruction and occupation of another country. It has long been used to justify the killing, subjugation, and torture of another people. While those weapons are created and owned by this government, they are harmless without people willing to use them. And the ruling class, the billionaires who profit from human suffering, care only about expanding their wealth, controlling the world economy. Understand that their power lies only in their ability to convince us that war, oppression, and exploitation is in our interest. Their wealth is dependent on their ability to convince the working class to die to control the market of another country. The vast majority of people living in the U.S. have nothing to gain from this occupation. In fact, not only do we have nothing to gain, but we suffer more because of it. Millions in this country without health care, jobs, or access to education was watched this government squander over $450 million a day on this occupation. People in this country are sent to kill poor and working people in another country to make the rich richer. And without racism, soldiers would realize that they have more in common with the Iraqi people than they do with the billionaires who send us to war. I threw families onto the street in Iraq, only to come home and find families thrown onto the street in this country, and this tragic and unnecessary foreclosure crisis. We need to wake up and realize that our real enemies are not in some distant land, but not people whose names we don't know and cultures we don't understand. The enemy is people we know very well and people we can identify. The enemy is a system that wages war when it's profitable. The enemy is the CEOs who lay us off from our jobs when it's profitable. It's the insurance companies who deny us health care when it's profitable. It's the banks who take away our homes.